From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. North and South Korea extend their emergency talks. North and South Korean officials resume marathon talks Sunday afternoon and continue deep into the night in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula. Initial talks began Saturday. Officials have not publicly commented on the discussions, and there is no word on whether negotiations are making any progress. As the talks started up again Sunday, South Korea reported unusual troop and submarine movement in the north. Syrian activists and the country's antiquities chief say Islamic State blew up an ancient temple in Palmyra, one of the most historic sites in the Middle East. Islamic State extremists destroyed the 2,000-year-old Baal Shamin Temple with explosives strong enough to severely damage the Roman columns that surrounded the ancient building. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the temple's destruction Sunday. Islamic State seized Palmyra in May. The militants say ancient artifacts and statues are blasphemous. Nigeria's army chief survived an attack on its convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters in Borno State. The army says gunmen ambushed Lieutenant General Takur Buratai's convoy in a village between the towns of Mafa and Dikwa on Saturday. It says troops responded with overwhelming fire, killing 10 attackers and capturing 5. One government soldier was killed and 5 wounded. Italy's Coast Guard says 4,400 migrants were rescued off the coast of Libya in the span of just one day Saturday after responding to requests for help from more than 20 vessels. So far this year, more than 100,000 people have made the Mediterranean crossing to Italy. More than 2,300 people have died trying to reach Europe this year. This is VOA News.